Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, this is Heather from the Renaissance English History Podcast, and this is the Spring Fundraising Drive. Many of you probably listen to National Public Radio in the U.S. If you do, you know that every spring and autumn they do a fund drive, where they do abbreviated versions of their programs and then ask you for money. So that's what I'm going to do this week. Every day this week, I will be releasing a podcast minicast, a shorter version of my podcast, and also telling you about why you should support the show financially. The truth is, I can't do this show without your support. Whether it's listening to the show, leaving reviews, telling your friends, sharing the show on your social medias, or yes, giving money. There are already close to 40 lovely patrons right now, and I am incredibly grateful to them for their support. But I also need to raise that number. And my goal is to raise it to at least 100 patrons on Patreon this week. I've got some great rewards and incentives, including gift cards at tutorfair.com, my online shop, Tutor Summit transcripts, TutorCon tickets, and even a year of Treasures from Bess, the Tutor Treat Box. So I'm asking that you support the show through Patreon. If you've never heard of Patreon before, it's a website that lets you support content creators like me on a recurring basis. I ask for support on a per episode basis. I normally do 2 episodes a month. Plus, you can put a limit on it, so you're not charged more than that. If I suddenly go on a spree and do 10 episodes in a month, for example, which I can't really see happening, but, you know, just in case, it lets you put a limit on that so you're not charged for more than, you know, 2 a month. It lets you choose tiers to support from as little as $1 an episode. From $3 an episode, you get a free tutor planner. There's some great rewards. So let me tell you about the rewards, actually. So if you support at $1 an episode, that's about $2 a month, you will get the show a day earlier. Then it goes out on the normal feed. You also get a public thank you on the podcast. If you support the show at $3 an episode, which is $6 a month, you will get, in addition to getting the show a day early and getting a public thank you, you will also get a free tutor planner. That's the weekly, monthly day planner filled with tutor history that I do every year. So that ships in December. And you'll also get a digital copy of my novel, which is Sideways and Backwards, a novel of time travel and self-discovery. It's about a young woman who winds up in Cambridge in 1539. So that's fun. It's a mix of chick lit and historical fiction. If you sign up at $5 per episode, which is $10 a month, you'll get the thank you publicly. You'll get the show a day before the regular feed. You get the copy of my novel. You will also get the free tutor planner. And you will also get a digital copy of all of the Tutor Summit transcripts that I have, which is transcripts from the past 3 Tutor Summits. It's 30 talks. So you'll get that. It's the equivalent, gosh, it's about 400 pages worth of content, the transcripts from all of the Tutor Summits that I have transcripts for, which is the past 3. You will also get a $20 gift card to tutorfair.com, which is my online shop. So $20 to spend at tutorfair.com. If you join at $10 an episode, which is $20 a month, You'll get all the other stuff, the thank you, the show a day early, the digital copy of my novel, the tutor planner. You'll also get two of my online courses that have been really popular, which is Kick-Ass Tudor Women and Pregnancy and Childbirth in Medieval England. So you'll get access to those. They were week-long little courses I did a year or so ago, and they've been really popular. And you'll also get the transcripts of the Tudor Summit. And then you'll also get the gift card to tutorfair.com. But in this case, it's a $50 gift card. So $50 to spend at tutorfair.com. Now, we've got two more levels. If you sign up at $25 per podcast episode, you get all the other stuff, the transcripts, the book, the tutor planner, early access, all of that. You also get $50 at tutorfair.com, and you get a free ticket to TutorCon in October. So if you were thinking about coming to TutorCon, sign up at this level and you will get a free ticket. The next level is for people who really want to support the show like crazy and want to just become patrons and be really high up in my esteem. You can sign up at $50 per podcast episode. That includes all the things so far, all the stuff, the courses, the copy of my novel, the tutor planner, the thank you, the early access, the transcripts to the Tutor Summit. You also will get, here's where it gets really fun. You'll get a $150 gift card to spend at tutorfair.com. So $150 there. You'll also get an entire year of Treasures from Bess, which is the Tutor Treat subscription box. That's the monthly subscription box I do with tutor-themed fun stuff. So a year of Treasures from Bess. And then you're also going to get two tickets to TutorCon. Not just one, but two tickets to TutorCon, and you're going to get, I'm going to take you to lunch. So on the Friday when TutorCon starts in the evening, you sign up at the $50 per episode level. And on that Friday, you come to TutorCon and I'm going to take you to lunch at one of my favorite lunch places in downtown Lancaster. So we're going to have lunch, you and me and the other supporters at this level. We're going to have a fun time. So those are all of the different tiers, from a dollar an episode up to $50 an episode. And also, if you come on with any level of support this week, any level at all, from a dollar an episode, you'll be entered into the prize draw for a free year of Treasures from Bess, the tutor subscription box. So sign up any level at all, and current patrons are included in that. So I'm not going to penalize you. You still get to enter the contest if you're a patron already. It's not just for people who enter this week. But if you sign up and become a patron for as little as a dollar an episode, but hopefully more, you will be entered into the drawing for a free year of Treasures from Bess, the Tutor Treat box. So I am excited to have this fun drive go on this week. I'm excited to share with you all the many ways that you can support the podcast. So you can sign up today at patreon.com, that's P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/englandcast, patreon.com/englandcast. Go there now, or, you know, put it in if you're on your phone, if you're anywhere where you can type at all. Don't do it if you're driving, but maybe make a mental note or set a reminder to do it when you get to somewhere where you can drive or where you can type. So patreon.com/englandcast to sign up to support the show for as little as a dollar an episode. Hello and welcome to the Renaissance English History Podcast. I'm your host, Heather Tesco, and I'm a storyteller who makes history accessible because I believe it's a pathway to understanding who we are, our place in the universe, and to being in touch with our own humanity. So, in 1567, Queen Elizabeth needed money. She had a number of projects she wanted to do, especially rebuilding ports and building new ships for the Navy. Her bank account was essentially running dry, and she could have either raised taxes or held a lottery in order to fill it back up again. And she decided to go with the lottery option. So this was England's first ever national lottery, 1567. The tickets were 10 shillings each, which was beyond the means of an ordinary citizen. So this makes it different from modern lotteries, which are often priced low so that low-income people can afford them. This lottery was targeted to the upper class, and it became a perk in society to have bought a ticket. The first prize was £5,000, which was enormous. It was paid partly in cash, partly in plate, tapestries, and, quote, good linen cloth. So I kind of wonder if Queen Elizabeth was doing the decluttering Congo thing to get rid of her linen and decided to add it into the lottery prizes. It's funny to think about. To encourage more people to buy tickets, anyone who bought a ticket was promised freedom from arrest for all crimes other than murder, felonies, piracy, or treason. So, you know, you could go crazy, but show your lottery ticket, and that was your get-out-of-jail-free card, literally. An advertisement set out the cost of entry, the number of entries, and the prizes. The number of entries was limited to 400,000, and unfortunately, the winner's identity has been lost to history. But here's what it said. I actually included a picture on the website of the poster advertising the lottery. And here's what it said. It says, a very rich lottery general without any blanks, containing a great number of good prizes, as well as ready money and of plate and certain merchandises, having been valued and priced by the commandment of the Queen's most excellent majesty, by men expert and skillful, and the same lottery is erected by Her Majesty's order to the intent that such commodity as may chance to arise thereof after the charge is borne may be converted towards the reparation of the havens and the strength of the realm, and towards such other public good works. The number of lots shall be 400,000 and no more, and every lot shall be the sum of 10 shillings sterling only and no more. And whosoever shall win the greatest and most excellent prize shall receive the value of £5,000 sterling, that is to say, £3,000 in ready money, £700 in plate gilt, and the rest in good tapestry made for hangings and other covertures, and certain sorts of good linen cloth. The person who won second prize received the value of £3,500 in ready money, plate, and the aforementioned discarded linen cloth. And the third prize was £3,000 in money, plate, and cloth. The lottery was considered a voluntary tax, and the practice of lottery as a national fundraising method has survived and grown around the world. In England, it has survived to this day, and it was set up again as a state franchise lottery under the government license in 1993 under John Major. So that's the history of England's first lottery. All right, I hope you enjoyed that mini-cast. Now please go to patreon.com/englandcast to sign up to support the show at any level to be included in the Treasures from Best prize draw. Again, go to patreon.com/englandcast, and I'll be back tomorrow with another mini-cast and another reminder of how you can support the show during our spring fun drive.
Blow, northern wind, a scent for baby sweating. Blow, northern wind, blow, blow, blow. Ich hot a board in Bauerbrick, that soul is Sammy's on sea.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.